Hello, I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Whatever season you find yourself in, there's always good reason to be thankful to the Lord. Do you realize the privilege to be able to freely enjoy the Lord in prayer, worship, and in the fellowship in your church, enjoying the Word of God? We are so blessed that the presence of God is among us. We have access to great sermons, books, Christian music of all genres, different Bible versions, and the churches accommodating every taste. With the lack of so many things in life, the Word of God is not one of them. One of my favorite scriptures is found in 2 Chronicles 5, 12-14. Clothed in white linen, having cymbals, string instruments, and harps, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Indeed, it came to pass, when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praising the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever," that the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. This is a beautiful story during King Solomon's reign, where God showed up, where God was worshiped and honored. Regardless of the confusion around us, his voice can still be heard. We sometimes don't realize what we have with even a simple "God bless you." I recently heard a message from a well-known Christian teacher speaking about the end times. He said that when the church is raptured, there will be a time of tribulation, when there will be trouble in the earth as never before. There will be famines, confusion, betrayals, wars and rumors of wars, hatred and strife on a whole new level. But the worst part of the tribulation, God's presence will no longer grace the earth. His voice, gone. The salvation that we so easily can receive now will be at great personal price then. The only help will be your faith, because God's grace will have lifted. It is not that God no longer exists, just not here. Sure, he will come back, but for a season, gone. Can you imagine no gentle leading, no gentle nudging, no small, still small voice? I can only imagine waking up without God's voice, knowledge and wisdom guiding me through the day. Hebrews 3, 12-15 reads, "Beware, brethren, lest there be any of you of an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." The call is to everyone. If not now, then when? Don't take God for granted when you can love him, serve him, and give your life completely to him. I'm Todd Redden, Senior Pastor of New Beginnings Christian Center, located at 7247 State Fair Boulevard, Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.